Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All right, so we lastly, before I start telling you all of those civilization issues, we're trying to point out the fact of how we have authority, or God, how that God destined us to walk in authority, all authority, isn't it? But that because of the disobedience of man, we were limited. And so Jesus had to come in the same sinful nature, all right, that man attained at the disobedience, right? And in death, burial, resurrection, he stood in our stead. In death, burial, resurrection, and defeated death and gave us the victory. So because he stood in our stead and took the punishment that we deserved, it is said that, or it looks as if, and not just look as if, it is, that is the reality, that now we are what? Dead with Christ, are what? Buried with Christ, and now what? Resurrected with Christ, seated together with God at the Father's right hand of glory. Isn't it? So that is why Jesus had to be dead for us, be buried for us, resurrected for us. And I showed you, you know, that's what the Bible said in the TBT rendition of Colossians 3 and 1. It says in 3:1 of the TBT, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why you should yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits. So yearn for what is above, because that's where Christ sits. Enthroned at the place of all power and authority. Let me see it in the Amplified. I'm more used to it in that rendition. It says in the Amplified, it said, therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, it said, keep seeking the things that are what? Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Next part of scripture. It then says in verse 2, set your mind and keep focus and keep them focused habitually. Meaning it should be something you make effort to achieve. And you guys get what I'm trying to say? On the things that are above, the heavenly things. When we say heavenly things, we don't mean start looking at the clouds. We mean the word of God, because the reality of heaven is God's word. Are you people here? What is the reality of heaven? What is the reality of heaven? What's the reality of heaven? What's the reality of heaven? Give me an example of God's word. I'm above only, not beneath. I can't be sick. I am a partaker of his divine nature. So seek heavenly things, meaning seek God's word, not on the things that are on the earth, which have only temporal value. And verse 3 says, for you died, that's where we left before we went to Genesis in the first service. It said, for you died to this world and your new realm. Interesting. You died and your what? And real life. This new life we talk about is not just something new we are bringing from nowhere. It is what is supposed to be from the beginning. So we died with Christ in baptism. It said, and our new. Is it the water baptism we do is to explain this practically? It's not like we need anything water to become new. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So when you get dipped into water, you know, the pastor tells you you are dying with Christ, and as you come out under the influence of the water, you come out a new person, totally wet, you know, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And so the Bible said in Galatians, they that are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You got into him, and now you have him as your whole being. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? In him we live, in him we breathe, in him we have what? Amen. So you get into something and you are under the influence of that thing. You get into a thing, you are under the influence of that thing. So he said, your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. our new real life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ. So as Christ gets revealed, we are walking, we begin to walk in the reality of this new life, which is our supposed life from the beginning. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So it's not something new we are bringing. It is something that is supposed to be that we are saying to you today. It's a revelation, an unraveling of what you're supposed to be. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So let's go back to where we were. We were at TPT rendition, Romans 6 and 7. No, not TPT, right? The NKJV. It says, you have died. It said, for he who has died has been what? He who has died has been what? Shout it one more time. He who has died has been what? Say, I'm free from sin. Because I died with Christ. Beautiful. So, the TP3 rendition where we're reading in verse 4 of the same part of scripture, we're trying to build on something. It says, sharing in his death by our baptism means that we were what? Co-buried. And what? So the real meaning of baptism has nothing to do with water. We're just trying to explain that to you by physical stuff. Alright? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? In John 3, Jesus said, if I'd use physical things to explain spiritual things and you wouldn't get it, what if I speak directly spiritual? How then will you get it? So question is, what is the physical thing that he used to explain spiritual thing in John 3? Is it spirit? Is spirit physical? The only thing that was mentioned there was born again. And John said, one of the guys there, sorry, the teacher of the law, what's his name? Nicodemus, he said, you mean I should get into my mom's womb and come back again? But if you observe, born again does not mean it's not physical. It's not even a physical term, right? The main physical term there was what? Water. So he said, if I had used physical to explain spiritual, and you will not get it. So in John 3, Jesus used physical to explain what? Spiritual. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And that's why while we are reading here, you see no water. They didn't call water here. It says sharing in his death by our baptism means that we were what? Co-buried in the TPT rendition and what? Enthroned with him. So that is it co-buried, you get inside, enthroned, you come outside, isn't it? So that when the Father's glory raised him from the dead, we were also what? Raised with him. We have been co-resurrected with him so that we could be empowered to walk in the freshness of new life. Are you seeing that? In the word freshness of new life. Isn't that interesting? Next part of scripture, it then says in verse 5, it says, for since we are permanently grafted into him to experience a death like his. You see that? We experienced it. Say, I experienced it. Then we are permanently grafted into him to experience the word resurrection like him, like his, and the new life that it imparts. Give me the NLT's rendition, this part of scripture. It says, since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. Give me the Amplified rendition. For we have become one like him, permanently united in the likeness of his death. We'll also certainly be one with him, share fully in the likeness of his resurrection. Next part of scripture. It then says, we know that our old self, our human nature without the Holy Spirit, was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body of sin might be what? Why was that on the cross? So that the body of sin might be what? That we would no longer be what? So the body of sin has been done away with. It's that simple. The body of sin, you have authority over your body. Satan may initiate an idea and say something terrible, something bad and evil in your heart. But you have authority to withhold yourself from manifesting any idea he initiates in your heart. You don't have power to stop him from suggesting. You can probably control how far the suggestions should be. This is what I mean. You should not be watching movies that you know will give the devil an opportunity to suggest wrong things to you. Be in places, hearing conversations. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And that doesn't mean he will still not suggest. But you see, you are not partnering to make it easy. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But you have one power. The power to restrain yourself from manifesting. From aligning your thoughts with his thought. And manifesting all of the ideas he initiates in your heart. You have the power because of what Jesus has done. Is that the reason why he destroyed the old man to the cross? Is so that the body that permits sin, he's done away with. The body. The only reason why we sin is because of the old body of sin. And Jesus said he has removed that body already. And now listening to the word of God, you should understand that old body has been removed. It has no capacity to manifest on the earth anymore. It is not supposed to be alive on the earth. Satan has no capacity to cause anybody in sin. The only reason why Satan still seems like he's prevailing is because of what? Ignorance. Because of what? Because of what? Because of what? Very important. My people, he said, but they perish for lack of what? Knowledge. So that body of sin, these are the back end of the things Jesus achieved. When the Bible said, break the seal, open the seven seals, break the scroll, I mean, these are the informations encoded in that seal. These are the things Jesus achieved for us on Calvary. The back end events, things that were happening at the back of everything that we're seeing in the front. So when Jesus was crucified, something was happening at the back end. The body of sin was being done away with. Physically, we were seeing a man dying, but no, the body of sin in the realm of the spirit was being what? Done away with. You see that? Nail back. He says, so that we are not slaves to sin. If you see yourself as a slave to sin, understand that you are not aware. Maybe you are even aware. Firstly, let me start with you are not aware that the body of sin has been done away with. What causes people to sin has been done away with. And now, if you have it as just head knowledge, it will not produce any fruit. You are only being a mental assenter. So, in another word today, you're excited with knowledge and it stops in your head. It's supposed to go beyond your head and get into your spirit. And that happens by meditation or what? Imagination. As you imagine God's word, as you meditate on God's word, I showed you last Tuesday service, it's a day that their heart are I think, the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, right? Psalms 1 and 2 and Psalms 2 and 1, right? That the root word for meditate is a root word, the same root word for imagine a vain thing in Psalms 2. You say, why have the hidden imagine? That word imagine is the same word in Psalms 1 and 2 that says, they that meditate, but meditate upon his word day and night. You remember? It's the same root word. That means what God sees as meditation is what? Imagination. Imagination. So if you have imagined yourself, if God says the body of sin has been done away with, what do? You take your Bible, you look at the word of God, and you imagine that body of sin truly done away with in your life. That's the purpose of prayer. That is why you see people pray several hours. They have good intention. No fruits of prayer. No fruits of prayer because there is no revelation yet before the prayer. The purpose of prayer is to build capacity with revelation. You need a raw material to build capacity. Prayer is more like the engine working for building capacity. But if there is no material, there will be no building. The building, the machine being on will not be effective. It will not be producing anything. Because when we pray, we are trying to build up our most holy faith. But if there was no information on our inside, you know, faith cometh by hearing the word. If we never heard the word of God, understood the truth of God's word, the building would not be possible. We'll just become clanging cymbals. That is why you hear that somebody's prayed a long time and is still addicted to several sins. Because it's very difficult. This thing I'm saying is very difficult to follow. Because even some of you seated here, if they say pray, your mind does not even go to God's word. You just you think it's magic. As you're doing your life will change. You should have been thinking God's word before you started praying. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Oh Lord, I thank you. You are just praising him. Then, you see, because you have read God's word, as you are praying, he'll be bringing some revelation alive in your heart. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You just bring a revelation. You see yourself thinking about it, and you are praying. And you are praying in that direction. So we can say, revelation gives direction to our prayer. Revelation gives what? Direction to our prayer. More like vector quantity. It has magnitude and what? Direction. But if you are praying without revelation, it's more like scalar quantity. Magnitude and no what? Direction. The prayer will not achieve nothing. It's done praying, done fasting, and yet it's stuck in a sin. And many people don't pay attention to things like this. They don't pay attention to things like this. Now look at what we are reading in our church this morning. That we know that the old nature of sin without the Holy Spirit has been nailed back to the cross in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we are not slaves to sin. This important revelation is not nice to some people. It's not powerful to some people, interestingly. They'll look at it and be wondering if it has any effect. Some of them want to play with things like their portals and their realms. When you get into certain dimension, you begin to walk with angels and begin to, you know, it's funny. How can that help you to live in glory, reign above sin? Angels are people in our realm that when we speak God's word, they make sure it becomes a reality. They are just some servants in our realm. It's so ambiguous to believe, but it's true. You know why you rate yourself low? You're on the earth. So you think you on the earth are in a lower realm. You are not important. That's why you rate yourself that low. You eat moi moi, you eat yangyo, you eat akpu. So when they say you are above angels, say no. I don't want to offend God this afternoon. How can you say me, this timid me, this shy me? Me that used to go to the toilet. Do angels go to the toilet? It's not your fault that you're on the earth. God left you on the earth for a particular purpose. He said the earth has he given to the sons of men. That doesn't mean that because you're on the earth, angels are in heaven, then angels are greater than you. The Bible told you that because of the keys of the kingdom that you have received by the revelation of Jesus in Matthew 16, the Bible says, it says, the gate of hell will not prevail against you. And he said you have received, you since you have the keys of the kingdom, whatever you bind on is what? So you see, in the name Jesus, you are controlling both heaven and the earth. Isn't that interesting? And when we say you control heaven, it means you control the forces of heaven too. Including angels. But Simon, we're a little lower. Well, I've done that several times. For a little while. I like the classic rendition of Amplified. Give me that power of scripture in the classic rendition. Hebrews 2 and 7. See how it puts it. Very, very beautiful. It says, a classic rendition. For some little time you have ranked him. For some what? You have what? Lower than and inferior to the angels. Precise. For a little time you have ranked man to be what? Lower than and inferior to angels. For a little time. Say, you have now crowned him with what? And set him over the works of your hands. But for a little time, we were ranked lower and inferior. But the time has passed now. We are now crowned with glory. Next part of scripture so that you understand. It then says in verse 8. It said, for you have put everything in subjection under his feet. We are talking about man. Now in putting everything in subjection to man, he left, God left nothing outside of man's control. But at present, we do not yet see all things subjected. Next part of scripture. But we see Jesus. We are able to see Jesus. He's our real example. Who was ranked like us, lower than the angels for a little while too. Have you seen that? The same scenario, the same algorithm, and now crowned with what? Glory. And what? Because of his having suffered death. in order that by the grace and unmerited favor of God to us sinners, he might experience death for every individual person. He took upon himself our nature and was ranked like us for a little while, subjected to angels. Because of the nature of sin that he took upon himself. So that he is able to be dead, buried, and resurrected. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? The same thing with Jesus. So Paul is like, learn from Jesus. Next part of scripture. For it was an act worthy of God and fitting to the divine nature that he, for whose sake and by whom all things have their existence, in bringing many sons into glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect, should bring to maturity the human experience necessary to be perfectly equipped for his office as a high priest, through what? Suffering unto death. You see that? It's complicated, I know, because of the many writers. Give me in the regular Amplified or in the NKJV. The NKJV. For it was fitting for him, for whom all things and by whom all things are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect toward the sufferings of the cross. You know, many years ago, I heard a young man said, we're made perfect through suffering. So we have to suffer to be perfect. And I said, you got it wrong. So you want to suffer to be perfect? The God has designed that we'll suffer. Now imagine you are in lack and in sin or an addiction, and you have a revelation like this in your head that I ought to suffer before I become perfect. So as you are suffering with the sin, you say, it's God's will. As you are suffering poverty, you say, it's God's will that I suffer before I become perfect. Meanwhile, you are getting revelation wrong. They are referring to who here? Jesus. And what the writer is doing here is this. He's saying that at the moment, you may not see all things in subjection to you. He said, but look at Jesus, a perfect example. He used to be there too. But when he was dead, buried, and resurrected, everything now is under his mastery. You get what I'm trying to explain to you? Meaning in the same way, since you partook in his death, burial, and resurrection too, right now everything is under your mastery. And do you get it now? Simple and short. It's not ambiguous. It's just passing one little point with the plenty thing he said. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we live above angels. We are above angels. So I'm above angels. Far above principalities and powers. You've got authority. I can be sick. Heart failure in the name of Jesus, be gone. In the name of Jesus' body, I command you be perfect. Pains, in the name of Jesus, leave my body. My bloodstream is perfect. In the name of Jesus. Migraine, get out now by the power of the Holy Ghost. You're stuck in a particular sin for years. In the name of Jesus, because of the resurrected Jesus, I live above. Paul, my strength is sufficient for you. My grace, my strength is perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you. It is sufficient, more than enough. Get off that sin. God's grace is what? Sufficient. Tetelestai. It is finished. All the power of heaven is on your inside to live like Satan never existed. Listen, we don't use all the power of God on our inside to fight Satan. It's an insult. Because Satan is not the opposite of God. He's too small. It's a call to glory, not a call to fight Satan. We've been called to glory. You just saw it in scripture in Hebrews. I think verse 9, he said he has brought many sons to glory. The call is unto glory. And a man in glory is not a conqueror. A man that just defeated Satan is dubbed a glorious man. No. He said you are more than a... Meaning if you defeated Satan yesterday, that defeat is not why you should be called a man of glory. Because call... it's not to defeat Satan. The call is unto glory. In the realm of God, Satan is not a function. He can't exist where God is. And that's where God has called us to operate from. Are you listening to me? We are seated together with Christ. We can't be talking about Satan. And that's why church should not be full of bloodline, blah, blah, blah. They are all junks. Because no revelation. And the people are perishing because of no revelation. I showed you last week, Sunday. I was reading some books on prayer. And I came across this particular book that I had saved. When I opened it, I was looking at the content. And I was surprised. And I asked God, how can somebody be this careful? Prayer against altars, prayer against limitation, prayer against walls, prayer against demons by day, prayer against demons by night, prayer against butterfly spirit, prayer against delay spirit, prayer against... So in a day you pray all those prayers, how do you even read your books and pass exam? How do you become effective in your place of work? Do you know the Bible said in righteousness you are established? That in righteousness you are far away from oppression. Many of you are righteous conscious and pray from that consciousness. You forfeit everything those folks are trying to pray for like a whole day. You know why some Christians understand these new creation realities or claim to understand it and they still suffer? They don't pray. They don't meditate. Meditation is the big deal, is the main deal, is the real deal. When you are not knowing, if you don't meditate, you are as good as somebody that doesn't know. He said, I have said to you in Revelation so that you may what? Boldly say. Meditation involves speaking. And what? Thinking and what? Speaking. Believing, I mean, and what? Speaking. Believe in your heart, proclaim in your mouth. Believe in your heart. We believe like the fathers of faith. And so we what? We speak. You are not meditating on God's word. You are not imagining it like you were the one. I showed you how Andrew Womack, was it last Tuesday? He was teaching. He said, years ago, he studied the whole Bible and found out around eight scriptures from the Old Testament to the New, where the dead came back to life. And he began to meditate on the scriptures. He just felt like he was meditating. He never knew that he was preparing. You know, I asked God this morning while I was praying for everybody, family, church, everybody. I said to myself, Satan just asked the question. He said, you think you can protect everybody from problem? And I started wondering, can we truly protect everybody from problem? As a thought was coming into my head, I was like, God, I think we can. And the word of God just spoke to me, yes, you can. God is almighty. Picture it, speak it, it will happen. Picture it, speak it, it will happen. In the name of Jesus, families, friends, children, in the name of Jesus, blah, blah, blah. You just be speaking it and it's happening. Are you listening to me? But the point is this, Andrew Womack never knew he was preparing. I'm sure he knew he was preparing. Let me not claim he never knew. Because he meditated on all of those eight scriptures about from the Old Testament, where people were brought back to life, to the New Testament, and boom, elder brother called, the younger brother is dead. I said, nobody should touch him. I am driving. 6 hours he drove. Went there, they already touched him, put him in the mortuary. He was naked in the mortuary. And Andrew Womack got into that place. Of course, he said, I was devastated. While driving, I cried while I was driving too. He said, but I kept the faith amidst the tears. And I told you last Tuesday, I said, strong faith does not mean you will not feel, see or sit, you will not feel some fair level of unbelief. You will not think it. Who told you that? Even in strong faith, you may still have some fair level of unbelief. He said, if your faith is as little, meaning if it's so small and meets the unbelief, he said, if you can speak it out. So all of them are there. Satan is painting a lot of picture. But which picture will you pick and speak out? Which picture will you pick and release? That's what makes your faith strong. That amidst the trial, you pick God's word and speak it out. And that's what he did. and his boy came back to life. The impetus to speak it amidst all the fear, all the unbelief, all the discouragement makes his strong faith. It's not that the unbelief will not come, they will certainly come. Are you listening to me? So he spoke. And the Bible said faith is like a servant. As he spoke, it happened. In one of the parables of Jesus, he said, which of you will send a servant and not expect the servant not to do what you send the servant to do? He was speaking of faith. Faith is like a servant. I learned that from Dr. Houston many years ago. Hallelujah to Jesus. And suddenly his boy came back to life. That was not all. His wife fell and had a heart issue. And they told him, broke the news to him. He still went again, spoke his wife back to life. You see why it's important to meditate now that there is no problem? Are you seeing the reason? Imagine one day, boom, you hear a news, God forbid. Your preparation today will tell the situation, how the situation will play out tomorrow. Learn to pray. Learn to meditate on God's word. Satan will not allow you have time to pray. That's the big deal. Yeah, come to church, hear the word, excited, he's happy. He's even happy with you and for you. But when you go back home and are ready to meditate, he will bring all the activities in your front. You are supposed to do this, and there's this Facebook, this thing, and go and do this. In fact, some, instead of praying, they are replying comment on Facebook. They are on Facebook arguing. It's the devil. You have to dedicate your heart to prayer. You have to pray. That's where the victory lies. Are you listening to me? Pray. When you learn to pray, you break into miracles. Countless miracles. Miracles outnumbered. Miracles beyond number. You'll see miracles all your life. In fact, you'll become a walking miracle. All of these things we are saying will be useless if you are not a person of prayer. You can't even live above sin if you don't learn to pray. Because in prayer, you meditate. One of the consequences of prayer is fasting. Sometimes you are led to fast. You fast. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I was telling leaders yesterday, I said, we're going to do another teaching about war of words. To show you that Satan doesn't like people to know the truth. Do you know, as I'm teaching now and you are hearing, it is warfare that is happening. Satan is contending with some of you with the spirit of sleep. And he's making sure that you are on focus. Warfare is happening. That's why some of you don't even know why you are sleeping now. If they ask you why, you say you don't know. You prepared for this second service with the whole of your heart. And as you enter and sat down, boom, you started sleeping. It's warfare. Tell somebody, fight sleep. And as I say fight sleep, two people that are sleeping just turn to themselves and say fight sleep. I like that. Now, nobody will know, only me and them will know. They just turn to them, fight sleep. I like that. Fight sleep. Because we're in warfare now. Imagine all the things I'm saying now. It's just passing you like wind. Fight sleep. I was watching a video. A pastor was preaching and one of his pastors was sleeping. He then came there. Pwah! I said, hey, this is too harsh. He said, my friend, stand up there. He was deep in sleep, not like he was with the pastor. The church were laughing. He was laughing. The pastor was sleeping. He was saying, so now he's sleeping. He was still. Why they are talking about him? He was. The pastor now got offended. You know, some pastors, that offense, that anger. If you are not careful, you release it on people with your hand. He just, boy, pastor just stood up. Hallelujah, Jesus. A lot of times when men of God teach, it's warfare. You may not be aware, but it's warfare. Little distractions, sometimes. That's why God trained me. You know, sometimes I sat down and I saw one event where a man of God left the church because of phone ringing. And it's painful. You will not understand. After teaching, we are connected to a certain frequency. But many people are not aware. Little things can get us distracted. In fact, just doing like this, it can get us distracted. Then phone now ring. You know, in the heart of the man of God, he's wondering how unserious you are, that your phone was. So he won the first time. That's not the height of it. He won the first time. Won the second time. The third time, I say, if the phone rings again, it will be a proof that I'm not supposed to teach here. Before he finished saying it, the phone rang. He just dropped the mic. Dropped the Bible. He left. Live stream. Trust bloggers. Sharp, sharp, they cut the video. Before the church media brought it down, they've cut it. Sometimes you wonder whether it's church media they haven't selling these videos to bloggers. I don't even know. I wonder how they get some videos. That's how it is. So don't sleep. Are you listening? Melody is still sleeping. Oh, I'm talking against sleep. I'll be calling your names now, don't worry. I just started. In one way to remove the spirit of spirit, to cast it, is to call the names of the people. So when you sleep now, I'll say, in the name of Jesus, I'll call your name. The spirit of sleep is a strong spirit. Jerome, bring me that, this thing out. Do you know as I'm talking now, somebody still doing that. Is a strong spirit. I still saw somebody just there. Why addressing this issue? Jesus Christ. Lord, have mercy. What is this? Can you read it? Your time starts now. So enjoy your sleep. Where was I before the sleepers distracted me? Huh? Prayer. It was because of sleep I talk about war of words. That as I'm teaching and Satan doesn't want some people to hear. That's why it's making them sleep. Making them distracted. Some again, is their phone. As we're talking and they want to check Facebook. Addicted to phone. You know there's such a thing as phone addiction. Addicted. In fact, some in this service during worship they check Facebook. Their hand will just go to Facebook. They have no control over their hand. It's called phone addiction. And right now it's one of the highest rated addiction in the world. Phone addiction. Oh my God. Some people are praying for hours. Barakapa, they're on Facebook. Barakakakaka. Facebook again. They are wondering why there's no power in their life. Facebook. In fact, for me, for some people not to eat, just tell them to leave their phones. Just tell them, don't touch your phone for 24 hours. They will grow thin like they've been not eating food. No one will be doing it here. One will just catch you touching your phone. It will collect it next Sunday. We are not collecting your phone. Collect it, keep it in the office. Next Sunday, you come after service, carry it. How about that? That's why I told people to be bringing your physical Bibles. Everybody, raise your physical Bible up. Raise it up. Phone generation. Raise your physical Bibles. Ikon Allah. So the rest of you don't have physical Bibles. Okay, you have, but you don't bring them to church. It's old school now to hold Bible like this. Why they go? I work for you. It's old school. You are ashamed. You know, there's a way you hold Bible like that. Like, church, you don't even stop now. I don't like that kind of thing. You are ashamed for Jesus. He said, if you are ashamed of me in this world, you think that scripture means another thing, but he said, no, the Greek meaning for ashamed there is not ashamed. He's ashamed. Some of you are ashamed of being called a Christian. So your Bible is in your phone. Nice, the Greek version too in your phone. I'm not saying phone Bible is not nice, but this phone generation, this phone, it's killing a lot of things. Nice, everybody raise your Bible. See the number of people. Raise it up again, everybody. Meaning the rest of you, nobody will, people were not sure you were even going to church this morning. You just dressed and started moving away. Where did they go? Make I check something for Sheraton and they come. You know, I was teaching leaders yesterday. I said, I am not a fan of unnecessary things. I told them something yesterday that blew their minds. I said, I give you a new law. It's always been a law, but we've not made it a law, like consciously called it a law. I said, from henceforth, evangelism must be done on corporate ways, strictly. That if anybody here is standing up consciously and say, I want to do evangelism for GCMI and God's kingdom, you must look corporate. You will not wear keto. You know where palm. You wear shoe. You dress corporate. You carry your Bible like a Jehovah Witness. The only difference between a Jehovah Witness, you and a Jehovah Witness, is the revelation. See, I'm a fan of this thing. I'm not for the unnecessary. Why would I be arguing stupid things? Go and preach. You carry one tight trouser. And you are preaching to somebody. And you say, sir, I don't know why these people of the world have bad character. You call them people of the world. You don't say you are surprised they have bad character. I'm preaching. They are looking at my waist. What is obvious? Your waist is obvious than the revelation you are saying there. Because of how dressed you are. They say, no. We're under grace. Hallelujah. Unnecessary. You know, I was telling somebody, I said, there's this preacher I saw on the internet, and I didn't condemn him, but I told a pastor friend, I said, a few years down the line, he will stop these things he's doing. He has not obviously, because I'm an evil, no. He teaches good, he talks, and somehow you see he struggles to make sure that he supports the attitude he's doing in his preaching. And we understand when somebody is biased, trying to support him, help himself, but he still has a good intention. And he wears earrings, he leaves his hair, and etc. So I'm not condemning him, but I told my pastor, I said, a time will come, he will drop that earring and cut his hair. In fact, he will not just leave it like this, he may cut it mono. People will be shocked. What has happened to him? Maturity. When you stick with the word of God so much, you come to a point you are very mature. You don't just go for everything. You do only what is necessary. You see, now, if I put on earring here, do you know it will not stop what I'm teaching you people this morning? Huh? What I'm saying, I'll still say. The only thing is that it may not affect my sincerity because I'm trying to just claim, validate the things I'm doing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A little bit, but I can still teach you 100% what I'm teaching you today. But do you know, some people will not want to hear me because of my earring. Some judgmental people will not want to hear me because of my hair. Somebody may ask, Pastor, it's not necessary. There were even Pharisees that were against Jesus. not because he dressed in a certain way, but because he preached a certain message. Are we together? Jesus looked so responsible. He wore a nice dress. The Bible says, when he died, they tore his dress. And they had a bath. They went and gave people a part of that dress to make money. He wore good clothes. Are you listening to me? If they say Jesus wore good clothes, that means he bought good material. And he sold it. No, Jesus just stood and said, let cloth come from heaven now. Coming. Heaven dress. Nobody has this time. Made in heaven. You know, if he's Jesus, why does he have a treasurer? You know he had a treasurer, Judas. Judas was keeping money for ministry. Say, if they be church, may them call money, make it come down now. Hey, they say miracle money, yeah. Then they'll announce they should partner. Okay, what of Jesus? Jesus that called money out from the mouth of a fish. Yet the Bible said in Mark, what's that scripture again? You always used to remind me that women of Jerusalem, Mark what? Luke 8, verse 2. It says some women gave him money to aid the work of the ministry. Money and food. That God will call a miracle to happen. Are you listening? In the physical world, does not mean he has designed that in the physical world we'll be living by miracles. He wants us to live by wisdom. Make the money by wisdom. Are you listening to me? Make it by wisdom. So I told them yesterday, I am not into unnecessary things. I can't plait my hair, put earring, and people are not listening to me because of that. And I'm like, forget about them. We're under grace. I'm being a foolish preacher. Paul says some words. He said, if eating meat will cause your brother to sin, he said, don't even eat it. Forget about that. So our standard of dressing here for evangelism is what? Jehovah Witness standard. The only witness is the only thing is that the witnessing is different. The revelation in the witness, in fact, it's still Jehovah we are witnessing. But the revelation is what? Different. We know that the Holy Spirit is a person, not a wind. That's the only difference. And the rest of them. Funny enough, if you listen to some of their revelation, it's even right too. Do you know they believe that the earth is where we're supposed to reign forever? One day I was teaching, the guy asked me, are you a Jehovah's Witness? I say, yeah. We're eating and I was teaching this guy. He said, are you a Jehovah's Witness? I say, why? Say, you sound like one. I say, no, I don't sound like one. I was promising him that I'm not, and I don't sound like one. Then he told me that they believe two things. There are some things they believe are right. Just that their belief, you cannot obstruct their belief. If they say this is pink, if you like, go to heaven and come down. It is pink. So I said, some things are not necessary. As a young man now, I used to joke and say, Gargajia Christianity. Whether it's Asian or old school, I don't care how you call it. How can I claim you are under grace? Then as a man, because you are under grace, the proof you are under grace is that your body, your shirt, now we are seeing your chest. You now put chain. Say you are under grace. Is that a proof you are under grace? That's disgraceful. Wait, is it necessary to do that? Is that a way of dressing? Can you even dress like that for an interview? Huh? Imagine you have an interview for an oil company. You say, okay, we're under grace, man. You now put V-neck, put chain. And as you enter there, it's your canvas. Hi. My name is Donald. And I'm here for the interview. I don't believe in Western culture. That's why I have to dress like this. I hope you feel me all. they will flee you all. But if it is church, anything goes, brother. Jesus paid it all. Give me that bomb shot. Give me that bomb shot. Oh my. Jesus paid it all. Give me that skirt. You go to the market, you look at the skirt. It did not cross your knee. You say, nah, that one I want. When they gave you there on Sunday, then the foolishness, you don't carry a handkerchief when you sit down and cover your lap. What are you doing? Say, let pastor not look at my leg. You know, sometimes we get embarrassed at pastor. You see that, you see people start doing like this. When pastor's eye is even turning to another, you see them to come, he won't look at my leg. Embarrassing the pastor like he was actually looking at your leg. That's why I tell ushers, if you catch those kind of people, let them go and be sitting at the last place. Because you are embarrassing me as I'm preaching. I turn towards this direction, you cover your leg, Shasha. So what do you, I was looking at your leg. It's so funny. When you went to the market, you did not see skirts that cross your knee. He said, no, they are under the law, we are under grace. Pray for 30 minutes. Mba. Some of them, 30 minutes prayer, they will die. I know what I'm telling you. I can hit legalism, I can hit against them, you know. But let's talk about ourselves. Some people shouting, we are under grace. They can't face life. Because they don't have a root with God. I tell you the truth. You'd be amazed the kind of atrocities that happen in settings like that. And that's why if you observe, if you are indisciplined, there are two things that happen to you in GCMI. You either change or leave. I had a testimony one time that some people came to church. Several times I heard that testimony. But that one touched my heart. The guy said he will not go again. And the person I invited, said, why will you not go? He said, the last time I went there, I almost stopped sin. I saw that my life has changed and I'm not ready to stop this life for now. You can imagine. Somebody said, I almost stopped sin. That's why he's not coming to church. He saw himself repenting. And he said he was not ready to repent. That means in that service, probably he even received Jesus. Do you understand? But when he went back home, you know the way the devil behaves. The lady you don't like, that you're saying, visit me, saying, I beg, I cannot. You don't have 50,000. You just come to church, the word of God hits you so strong. Why? You don't say, from today. Maybe you did not stand up. You just say, from today, this is my church. I'll be coming every day. I'll be saying, as you are going home, hello? Big head, are you home? It's the same lady. I am coming. Send the address. You'll not be wondering whether it's because you are born again that she's coming now. Like that testimony that boy was saying the other day. He was doing Yahoo, it was not working. The day I led him to Christ, that night, all the trap he had set for people work. In the morning, I was waiting for Charm to burn. We have planned early morning. I will burn it before he go to the hospital. He was doing IT. I said, So person, where are you? He said, sir, you will not believe what happened today. I said, what happened? He said, sir, I don't know how to explain this thing. I don't know whether I should call it the goodness of God. What happened? Sir, you can't. The night I left your house when I became born again, all the money entered. I said, so I want to burn the child. He said, sir, I will talk to you after. My God. I started calling in a loop. That guy was not picking my call. Satan encouraged him. He may go and say, hey, when I meet that man of God, may I become born again. When I receive Jesus through that man of God, my Yahweh start work. Satan is a bastard. What did Satan do? He found out that the guy has repented. He now rushed the guy. That's how the devil is. He behaves like that even in church. When somebody misbehaves in church, they always will not want to go in peace. There are some of them that are out now. You are still their best friend. Even you don't know why they like you now very well. He's a devil. Hello, Ene. How in a day now? How TGC? They say they do all those things that they do, Abby. it's fine, no? Everything is fine. And you're happy for that TGC. Are you happy? As I leave TGC, I have found freedom. Now I'm singing anywhere I want to sing. There they go, lock person, you know, if you even shine. They just lock us. Now they go everywhere, they sing. I was listening to Bishop Winans today morning, coincidentally. Bishop Winans is Pastor Donnie McLaughlin's, is Pastor Donnie McLaughlin's pastor. Or Minister Donnie McLaughlin's pastor. When Donnie McLaughlin did his confession not too long, the reason why we're saying is because he did an open confession. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He spoke about how that he was into gayism, yet he was singing gospel music. And I remember the day I heard that confession, I said to myself, I said, hey, so what those songs I was singing? So, the man will come and sing it, I will now go on. Only you are holy. I know some of you were thinking, should I go and delete this song? Don't delete them, keep on hearing them. That's what some of them are doing now. He now repented. Now Bishop Winans was sharing the story. He said when he started, he'll be going everywhere to go and sing. And I'll tell him, don't go. He said it is the Lord leading him. Bishop Winans was saying it. I was watching the video this morning. Just like, not like mocking him. He has said it, so he decided to just teach them on certain. Bishop Winans actually sings. He said one day he now even left and said the Lord said he should go and serve somewhere for a time. So when he got tired, he then came back. He said, why are you back? He said, the Lord said, my assignment there is over. He said, the Lord never even started that assignment there. You were the one that went to start it. He said, because of all of those things, that is why he got confused. Are you listening to me? And he was using that to advise gospel singers. Sit with the word. No. And some of them have one bad character. If they just come and sit down and sing, when they are done singing, they always have excuse. I'm doing something. Next time, thank you for coming. Then when they go, you are not transferring 100k to them. Alias, I said to myself, it will never happen again. And if we coincidentally invite you, you must sit down and hear the word of God. If you go, carry your transport and go. The arrangement is finish, sit, hear the word. Are you listening to me? If you just come and say, yes, I have a call, go there. You have transport. You already planned it. And of course, if you don't even want the embarrassment, don't even start it at all. You know, one time they were telling me, but Simon does not want to associate. See, the way I'm happy that I never associated, especially now, I'm very excited. Imagine I was everywhere. We were everywhere. You think characters will not rub over each other? You think so? It happened. Are you all listening to me? So sit down in one place, learn the word. If you observe, sitting in one place makes you even better, far better than moving around. You know, Satan will deceive you and make you feel like if you move around, there's something there. Watch, one thing, you'll be wise sometimes. Watch the people that are doing the moving around. Look at their life carefully. Compare with your own life. That's what you do. Compare with. Some of them will come and still meet you and be begging you for 2,000. Compare with your own life. You sit in a church, you have been taught the word of God, you are taught to be productive. You are growing and glowing as time goes forth. Which is better? Today, see the embarrassment we are seeing everywhere with that particular area of ministry. It's not like, I want one last thing. We are not against music ministry. I hope you understand this. Pastors are not against music ministry. We are against the disorder it is bringing to the body of Christ. Because we are the one pastoring these people you are calling music ministers. We are the one pastoring them. You say, why are they pained? Why would we not be pained? Are we not called shepherds? If your sheep are misbehaving, will you not be pained? Are you all listening to me tonight? So that's how the devil behaves. Because misery likes what? Companion. Somebody does not go to a local church at all. Does not have a church he calls my church. And he's teaching you about life. What does he know about life that he's teaching you? Where is your church? You don't even know the church the person attends. Who is he accountable to? You don't know. And he's teaching you about life. You are risking your life. Blessing CEO. What does she know about life? One time I was on Facebook. She said something. I will never forget it. She said, if I've counseled you before and it didn't work, write the problem. Let me give you a new counseling. I said, really? If I had advised you before in your relationship and it didn't work, write the problem. I'll give you a new advice that will work. And people were writing. Members were writing down. Even men were writing. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Are you listening to me? That walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Let me speak about something. Recently, there was a birthday celebration. I wanted to talk about it on Facebook. The Lord told me not to talk about it. The way I wanted to talk about it on Facebook is that it really caused chaos. When they had the celebration, you people know about the birthday celebration, isn't it? Or you want me to say it? You're not hearing from my mouth. So there was a birthday celebration that hit the internet. And they say money, you know, you saw the money on the ground? So many thousands of dollars on the ground. They did not spend naira because they say naira, if you spray naira, is a sin against the country. So they had to spray dollars. I mean, people will come and be spraying dollars. Some people brought trucks of money and they were spraying for the man. When I saw it, I was wondering what was happening in the hearts of young people. So I went to the comment section, come and see what people are writing. When God have blessed a man. This is the dream of many young people. You know what even hits me the most? Sorry, I'm going to say this. What hit me the most is the pastors I even saw there. I was even surprised I saw pastors there. Not pastor, pastors. Different church Jews. They sat down, they were doing Dorime there. You know what? This mic, there's one guy that brings people like cops. Pretty mic. I saw they were watching all these things. And Flavor was performing. Pastors were there. Pastor did opening prayer. Flavor did opening music. A shame. A caricature of the faith. Some of you don't know why we honor men like Pastor Chris. You've still not understood till now. That you find his shadow. Even if his picture is there, he will sue you. He doesn't care what you call money. Whether you get. When you have not publicly, we don't know that you haven't born again, have you born again? What are we finding there? Because the values you are portraying in such an event is not even godly. No matter the money I have, what kind of celebration is that? Look at these people now, insulting churches. All of them are there, giving dollars to one man. Nobody complained. Maybe you people saw it. Matching dollars. I'm the first church person complaining now. And I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you that we saw it. He did not pay me. One of our generals will now want to do better. We that know the values he has imparted in us will now create a heavenly breaking, striking birthday for him. They will not be shouting like siren, wim, 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 wim. But see what they are doing for him. I don't know what that demand imparts eternal life to people. I don't know what he gives to people. I don't know that he has eternal bread or eternal wine or something. The last time I checked, he even says one of these alcohols they call bitters or something that people take and they are high. See what is happening. Now, I'm not against him. He can keep on selling his thing. It's his own will. And I'm not against whatsoever. But firstly, the way, the manner, there was the first barrier. Which kind of barrier is this one? Barrier over 200 cows. I don't understand. Now, it's birthday. If you observe, the wind of Yahoo, or false money making by blood. If you observe that season, that's when the thing started rising in full force. Some of you will not get what I'm trying to explain to you. Many young people now are under pressure to make one kind of money they have not even imagined. Unless you see a young boy who don't wear, if you just see polo, big trousers, big shoe, Crocs, socks, then dreadlocks, he has entered Yahoo. I was praying that same season. That's when I discovered that even in Lagos, my younger brother, they almost took him in that thing. See him there. I was praying. I saw him in the spirit. He didn't know they added him to a group. When he came, I just said, bring your phone. He brought his phone. Because he's scared of my person and my nature and my life. He's just scared of me. When he brought the phone, I opened it. And I saw that they've added him to a group when they are giving them updates. I said, what did he say? It's my friend. I called my mom. I said, who is that friend? She said, it's one of their neighbors there. So I seized the phone. In fact, there was a time my younger brother saved my name as hate. In case people don't know, my name on his phone was hate. He now put this angry face. To him, I am hate. Why? I don't give him peace of mind. I lock him up in a room to pray. I seize his phone. Everything brutal and disciplined. Since when I was getting married, he was one person I was timing in my plan of marriage. I plan. He's here now. He will tell people the story. I go spiritual and physical. I'll pray for him. If I don't like what I'm seeing in the physical, I'll hit the head. You must change by all means. There was no option. He had to change. When he ran from the house, he wrote a letter. I said, dear mommy, I'm going. Dear daddy, I'm going. He wrote letter and ran. I'm the only one that did not look for him. Me, look for him. My mother, my dad was driving everywhere in town. My mother could not, they said she could not eat in Lagos. Where is my girl? Hey, oh my girl. I was driving to Air Force Base with my wife, playing music. I am who you say I am. We're going for Antinata. What is my business? They called me and said if he's tired, he will come back. He's not Mumuna. When they slap you in bush somewhere, you come back. This one I have mind. I know already. When they catch you somewhere and just, even if you see cats, he will run and come. Even cats, he cannot even stand cats. Hunger already, self. When they catch him, guess what happened? He was going to Lagos. He doesn't even have mind. When he wrote, mommy, I'm going, daddy, I'm going, there, he's going to meet mommy in Lagos. I knew. Remember, they called me, if some of you can remember, they called me. I told Ocheda that when they called me, I said, this boy is going to Lagos. My dad said, how can you be so sure? I said, calm down. I said, Simon, is it because he's not your son? I said, daddy, this boy is going to forget about him. He said, Simon, you cannot tell me that. Simon. I had to send one of my cars that time, one of my cars I had. I sent it for them to take it to Ochedro, my dad. That's how, when they went to Benueli, he went and signed another name. Instead of Michael Thomas, he put another name. It is phone number we used to know that it's him that had this fake name. All those things is before. Nice. My God's grace is matured. And when they caught it, they told him, but the manager just put him and kept him on his chair. I said, wait here. We want to celebrate you. We're resting. They bought him something he was eating. I said, just saw my father enter. But Michael! Hallelujah to Jesus. Discipline is very important. If I did not do those things, he would have been worse than what you are seeing today. Terribly worse. Are you here tonight? Discipline is what? Very important. What was I saying before I came here? Huh? Birthday, yes, the birthday of the guy in the world. Me, I don't know that they are doing blood money, or be African money or whatsoever. I'm just talking about the kind of things that happened there. Everybody came there to show off. He's putting unnecessary pressure on the people. I watched one of the videos, so crazy. Somebody came out with something like the smoke was coming out. I said, which one is this one? I'm not scared to say they are painting evil everywhere. I'm not scared to say that. Don't be under pressure. Even if you have more than 89 billion. People that really know what it means to make money. Have you seen them do birthday like that? Do you know how Dangote did his birthday? It was in a room. He was just sitting early in the morning. He just came. Happy birthday. He answered them. Go and look for the video. Don't be under unnecessary pressure. Now, some young boys are watching it. They say, hey, money good, oh. Kai, my own go bad past this one. See. So, you have 100 million. You do better like that. If it's pastors, there's nothing they will not talk. The whole money they spend there now, they should have gone and make road. Abi? And build hospital. Pastor Chris has hospitals. Not hospital, hospitals. Hope you know. Bishop Oedipo have foundations. I hope you know. Hey, they are carrying church money. As if you can do half of the things they do. I told you one of the biography that the first 3 million he ever had, he gave it to orphanage home. How many of you can do that in your life? The first 3 million God will give you, come and do testimony here first. Praise Master Jesus. The Lord blessed me with an amount. I don't want to say it, but it's big. You know why you don't want to say it? Church will be expectant. I can't tell you, but see, trust me, it is big. It's in zeros. When you finish Tuesday service, bam. Weekday meeting, why are you not there? No time. Business is tough. If you cannot do it, keep quiet. You think God will look at somebody that was able to take his all and all and give to him? Then you coming shouting, oh, we are under grace. We don't tithe to receive. We receive to tithe. It's not like what you are saying is not true. The tithe, man, are you even faithful in it? God is not wicked to forget. That's what the Bible said. Secondly, again, if you read your Bible carefully, it is givers that never lack. No matter you make mouth. That is why some of these people shout are still the most broke people. You cannot hide spiritual things. For God cannot be mocked. What a man sows, he will reap. If you check the sacrifices some of these men made, you cannot even talk. But look at what is happening in your country now. You see what is happening. People are not talking. Nobody say, hey, Obiku, you would have gone and do this. You would have gone and done that. But if he's pastors, why will he accept Lamborghini? You will not accept Lamborghini. He collect Rolls Royce. Is it rose flower I should collect before? If they give you rose flower, I'm calling it rose flower. Rolls Royce, will you not collect? Who will say, God bless you? No. Sell it and give to the orphanage. Even 1 million, sir, nobody knew. Not even your father knew. Some of you have collected 1 million. Your mother did not even know. You are still telling your mother, Mommy, send me money for upkeep. Talk less of God. God knowing. Wake up. And I told you people one thing. I gave you a prophecy. I said a time will come. Many people will be disgraced in this country. There was a time this funny guy, he has not even learned his lessons. Before I close, is it Daddy Freeze they call him? Was insulting the church with one man that is in prison now. Hush Puppy. I'll never forget the insult. He said all these Nigerian pastors will be saying, Amen, Amen. He said, see Hush Puppy. A very wonderful, hardworking Nigerian. Indeed, he was hardworking. Because if you are not hardworking, you cannot do those kind of things. That you sell a club without the club knowing. An entire football club. You have collected money for the club. No. You know, many years ago, I heard that somebody sold one airport in Nigeria. He sold airports for some foreigners. I said, how do they do that kind of thing? People that have the airport are there. You now sold it to people outside. What document did they use? White men are not foolish. It means that they had video where they sat. Maybe airport people will think they are coming to look at the airport. They will not know that they are just sitting down and play on pass at the bar and say, so you see, this is our airport. These are the papers. That's how that Hush Puppy was selling things. He sold club. They paid. Maybe they now came for club. Okay, it's now officially our club. Which club is your? Is this not your account? Blah, blah, blah. They caught the guy. He's in prison now. The Daddy Freeze did not talk. He just did like he did not know what happened. He now continued to still be voicing foolishness. They had a crusade somewhere. He said, all these souls that came for the crusade, if they were working in factory, see the mumu. Bonner Boy used to do crusade. I said, crusade. Sorry. He used to do concerts. How many times have you heard them talk against it? In fact, I heard him saying Bonner Boy is bringing development to the nation. How? He reached to ask that question. How? He's representing, he says, the African lion, the African giant. Is that what you want your children to be like? Why are you scared? Is that what you want your children to be like? I hear yes, sir. Is that what you want your children to be like? Abba. And there are some of you ladies there, Bonner Boy, baby. You are like Bonner Boy. Your brain, they've lost all the knots. Some of them put on their Facebook 30 billion gang. Misplaced priority. They've removed all the knots from your brain. Then you know, I don't know why good men are not coming into my life. 30 billion gang woman. You want Holy Ghost man to come and marry 30 billion gang? Some of these things we have to say it once in a while. We have to say it. What is Bonner Boy adding to Nigeria? Eh? He is putting Nigeria in the map. For what? Are we not? Look at what, I don't want to say some things. Look at the foolishness we are celebrating. Yet a man of God that has commanded, changed the heart of men in this nation, outside this nation, should not have a private jet. Bonner Boy should remove clothes and put chain and have private jet. That's somebody you think that deserves a private jet. And the foolish people will still be singing against pastors. That's Portable sang against pastors. Where is it today? One day I woke up and entered Facebook. Portable is singing against pastor. Pastor, na in the chop, na in pastor. I said, look at the foolishness. Look at the height. Look at what is happening in our nation. Somebody like this can sing against pastors. Your power that's brain is upside down. Before we know, Bonner Boy to have joined. They are singing. They can't sing against Tinubu if it's not foolishness that is worrying them. It's pastors. If you reach pastor, everybody have power. I think they try Odumeji. Now they are not trying any. Many of you have seen them call Odumeji's name. One try, she is no more. He said, I will finish you. I'm the Kabuz Gaba. I'm not a preacher of love. You hear some preachers say, I don't preach love. You are in trouble.
He did not say, I'm in a war or I can fight war. He said, I'm the war. The lady apologized and still died. You know now. Real men of God will not do you anything. Just go and touch the one that is not a, that you think is a man of God and is not. He will kabush the girl. So we have to wake up. These guys are just, there's a force against the church. Are you people listening to me? Useless force, useless effort they are putting against the church. When it comes to the church, everybody has mouths to talk. You can imagine a preacher does a crusade. People will be talking against it. He goes to country. Look at the way we are often honored in different nations. Imagine a Nigerian will go to Ghana and he will fill the stadium. Is that not a beautiful thing? Go to Congo. God is filling the stadium to show you the kind of thing God is doing in our nation. It's we the Nigerians that have seen it finish. But Burna Boy would do it. In fact, he will be there. I'll be saying, yeah, Burna Boy, my guy. That guy, something is wrong with him. Let me just let you people know. The Bible says, blessed is the man that listens not to the counsel of what? The ungodly. Don't put your mind towards those areas. They will talk against church, church, church. What is their life? What is in their life? What are they amounting to? Are you listening to me? And let me end with this. Learn to raise the hands of the men of God. Learn to what? Raise the, don't join them. Learn to raise the hand of your men of God. See them talking against church. They should stop. It's not fight. I like a lady in this Arise TV. There's one of these ladies that I always like to watch because of her. Not because of those other ones though. That one, that particular lady. Wherever they talk against church, you just see her talking for church. I don't know whether you've noticed that lady too. Not the first tall lady. There's the first tall lady. There's this Rufai. Then you now see the lady before the other guy that is dark. The other man that is dark, I mean. You see her not scared. Even in that kind of setting, she's talking for the church. I said, that's the kind of people we want. She's talking boldly. They even are scared to bring out church topic because they know if they start, she will stand and defend the church. No matter what. She will say, some are fake, but not all. So stop talking against the church. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's time to wake up. So when you go back home today, I did this teaching one time. It changed the life of people. When you go back home today, go and delete all the worldly song in your phones. Turn to your neighbor and point them like this. Touch them on their shoulder. Say, neighbor, if you have worldly songs in your phone, go back home today. Delete all of them. Imagine all of us here are not hearing Davido. Some Christians in this country are hypocrites. Which people are downloading all those songs? It will shock you that some Christians in church are the 30 billion gang people. If all Christians in this nation say we will not listen, don't be poor. Like I was saying in the first service, that madman. Look at what they are saying. And if you watch their song, they are even insulting churches in their song. With that stupid life. One song. Even if I don't want to say that, so I can't say it. It's too demonic. It's not even worthy to be said. And they were dancing with it. When they finished, they now say the guy is the youth waiting. Youth ambassador against drugs. Dearly. Drug dealer is the one that is youth ambassador people not to take drugs. The man is not the problem. He's the one that made him the dearly whatever that is the biggest problem. If you see darkness and call darkness light, how great is your darkness? See, we should just wake up and live our life the way God wants us to live. This country, except we stand up in righteousness, things will not change. Righteousness what? But sin is a what? Stand up in righteousness and live the best that you can. Cheat. Don't cheat in exams. Don't cheat. Did you hear what I said about exams? Don't cheat in exams. Number two, don't cheat in have triple of your price of your profit. Don't be like that. Don't cheat. And God will crown all of your effort with success. Be on your feet as I pray. Give God all the praise for his word. Worship him. Word. I can hear you. Open your mouth and pray. In our hearts, in the name of Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.